2020 Democrats go all in on amnesty for DACA illegal aliens, must make them U.S. citizens. By John Binder on June 26, 2019. Democrat presidential primary candidates went all in on amnesty and American citizenship for millions of illegal aliens who are eligible and enrolled in former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. A number of Democrat presidential primary candidates said they would, in their first 100 days, grant amnesty to at least 3.5 million DACA-enrolled and eligible illegal aliens. Part of that amnesty, multiple Democrats said, would include allowing DACA illegal aliens to eventually obtain American citizenship. We would rewrite our immigration laws in our own image. Free dreamers forever from any fear of deportation by making them U.S. citizens here in this country, Representative Beto O'Rourke, DTX, said. Representative Julian Castro, DTX, said that his amnesty plan for illegal aliens would make all 11 to 22 million illegal aliens eligible for eventually obtaining American citizenship. In my first 100 days, immigration reform that will honor asylum claims, that would put undocumented immigrants, as long as they haven't committed a serious crime, on a pathway to citizenship, Castro said. Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, vowed that not only would he grant amnesty to DACA illegal aliens and the hundreds of thousands of foreign nationals in the U.S. on temporary protected status, TPS, but he would end interior enforcement of immigration, allowing illegal aliens to remain and work freely once they cross into the country. Booker said, on day one, I will make sure that number one we end the ICE policies and the customs and border protection policies that are violating the human rights. When people come to this country, they do not leave their human rights at the border. Emphasis added. Number two, I will make sure that we reinstate DACA. That we reinstate pathways to citizenship for DACA recipients and to make sure that people who are here for temporary protected status can stay and remain here. Emphasis added. Governor Jay Inslee, DWE, touted his giving American taxpayer-funded financial aid to illegal aliens in Washington state and called DACA illegal aliens some of the most inspirational people in the country. I'm proud to be a person who has not only talked about dreamers, but being one of the first to make sure that they get a college education so that they can realize their dreams, Inslee said. A DACA amnesty would put more citizen children of illegal aliens, known as anchor babies, on federal welfare. As Breitbart News reported, while American taxpayers would be left potentially with a $26 billion bill. Any plan to give amnesty to DACA illegal aliens that does not also include provisions to have legal immigration levels. The U.S. admits about 1.2 million legal immigrants a year at the expense of America's working and middle class. Would give amnesty to legal aliens the opportunity to bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. At the southern border, a DACA amnesty has the potential to trigger a border surge that could triple the number of illegal aliens pouring through the border. Since DACA's inception, more than 2,100 recipients of the program have been kicked off because they were found to either be criminals or gang members. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.